How much more difficult does it become to defend teams when Jenkins is not out there with you guys?
I mean, you're losing somebody that's really great at playing man coverage, and he's really good at taking away the number one receiver. And that's a lot of production you're losing, but we know we got guys that are able to step up and take his place, and I think guys like Ross did a great job of doing that. And we also had other guys in the secondary step up, like Adams had to pick up his reps a little bit, and same with Nat, and I think we did a good job with that.
Are you guys better prepared maybe just to go forward with without him maybe? You know, it seemed like he was warming up and might have been able to play on Monday.
Yeah, you know, we just try to go every day, just try to go really hard, because whoever's out there, we just got to go hard no matter what. We can't try to just anticipate everything. You can't. You don't know what's going to happen with somebody's health, so you just got to do what you can.
How's it change your job?
It doesn't really change my job, really. Nah.
Do you feel like you're ready to like take the next step and be that shutdown corner if Jenkins isn't playing?
Yes, definitely. Most definitely. It's just about just the little things, you know what I mean? Just always trying to improve and get better, never taking any step backwards. And that's just something I'm really trying to really harp on and be hard on myself about, and just try every day to get better.
What happened? I know it's going back a little bit, but the touchdown, you couldn't find the ball? Or?
Right. Well, in the red zone, you never want to be too high on a receiver, and that's one thing. That was the first mistake I made. I got too high on the touchdown, and I kind of just was thinking too much, and I was thinking which way I was going to look when I really should just turn into the receiver and just try to play chess to chess. That's something we practice all the time, just something I didn't incorporate during that time, but that's something I've definitely been working on this week.
Eli Wentz does some things on the move, obviously, and he's not afraid to throw it into tight spots either. Is he the kind of quarterback who will give you opportunities to make some plays?
Yeah, most definitely. And his first two games, you can see that they definitely try to throw the ball out, try to get their passing game started. And he's a great quarterback. He's great at extending plays and getting his receivers the ball downfield. So that's something we have to work on, just plastering and making sure we stay high to low, because we know when he does scramble, he likes to go deep.
What does Jeffrey add to their offense?
Somebody with size, a red zone threat, and just somebody that's very productive possession-wise, you know.
Their third down percentage has been really good this year. Yours, not so much. How do you fix that?
Just continue to work on it and continue to make it an emphasis and practice, and that's something we've been doing a little bit more, and just practice a little harder on it, and just try our best to disguise our coverages a little bit more. I think as a defense, we can all work on that and just trying to confuse the quarterback a little bit better.
Wentz make it tough because of his ability to extend plays too?
Oh, for sure, definitely. That's always the toughest part. I mean, because we always have initial good coverage, you know. It's always just when the quarterback's extended plays, like Prescott has done, and especially with Matt Stafford this past game, he did that a couple third downs, and that was really critical. So that's something we're definitely working on.